Hey, it's welcome to Gripped, Awakening the Grown in a Generation for Revival and the Return of the Lord. He's Billy Humphrey, and I'm
Corey Russell.
And we're with you. We are having a blast. We are walking through John 13 through 17.
Yeah, this is awesome.
And I'm feeling like a tortoise, just moving very slow. Guys, we ended the last episode by talking about getting your floaties on. And that's literally how I feel when looking at John 14. The things Jesus is saying is absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's awesome, though. It is. I love it. He is just blowing off the top and saying, guys, you have no idea. I'm in the Father. The Father who dwells in me does the works. But it's not just going to end with what the Father does through me.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're going to do greater works than these.
I'm just thinking about, again, they're in shock. He's telling them that he's dying. It's crisis time.
Yes.
Then he says all of this, and you know they're just like, what was all that? You know, what was that? The Lord gives it to John later in precision.
Yes.
He just brings him everything that Jesus said. The Holy Spirit brought it back. It's exactly what he says he would do. And now I think through their lives, they're walking this out. So by the time you get John's epistles, first, second,
that's
third,
right.
John,
you can see so much of this just bleeding through first and second John.
And then when John says in 1 John 4, we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. I mean, when it's almost like by that time, all of this is actualized in his life, that's my point. We want this not to just be teaching. This is to be reality in our lives.
So how do you, and just a time out for a second, how do you like begin to meditate on these truths? How does this keep your heart from being troubled, the truth of the union between the Father and the Son?
Right. So he's giving us insights into something that is so beyond us.
Yes.
Like he's showing us glimpses. He's giving us pieces of it. There's depth that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us about. But for me, like, I've been through in recent days really difficult stuff. I talked about it, like in my sabbatical, the beginning part was challenging for me. And it was very hard in my experience. But I would hold a verse and I would let that verse, I'd hold it over my mind, say it out of my mouth.
Yes.
And I would allow that to begin to alter the thought in my head, my emotional state. And I would stay on a verse or a portion of verses. I'd stay on it, saying it and choosing those verses, choosing to let those things dwell in my mind, choosing to let them come out of my mouth. And it was amazing to me, the power, it's always been like this though, the power when we choose the Bible and speak the Bible out of our mouth, it changes what's going on in our brain, but it changes our emotional makeup.
That's right.
It changes our feeling.
Yes.
And the thing about John 14, he starts with, let not your heart. In other words, there's something that you can do.
That's right.
When you have a troubled heart.
You guard your heart. You tend your heart.
Yeah, and he's going to go on and explain it later that there'll be moments of pain, like a woman in childbirth, but then she's in joy because of the baby. That's what happens in a time of trouble for us. There's moments of pain, but as we give ourselves to meditating and praying and speaking and choosing to believe the truth of the word, it brings us into joy, even though we've been experiencing pain. That's my experience of it.
Mine too. I want to jump back in here, Jesus. Our aim is to try to see how far we can get through John 14 today. Because what the verse and the reality that's changed my life, verse 16, is when Jesus says, I'm going to pray the Father. Well, he tells us, if you love me, keep my commandments. Mm. And it's not about, per se, a condition. He's talking about, this is what love looks like. Mm-hmm. This is what love looks like.
The New American Standard says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
That's right.
It's what happens when we fall in love. I'm in love with my wife. I don't struggle with trying to be pleasing to
her. That's right.
I want to be because I'm in love.
That's right.
And it's what Jesus says at the end of the chapter. He goes, so the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father's asked. He goes, this is it. This is what love looks like. He goes, it's humble, obedient, yes, walking in relationship.
And these commandments would be the first and second commandment, loving, yes, God with everything and loving our neighbor as ourselves.
Yeah.
Now look at Jesus right here in verse 16, because I think this is the key part about us doing the greater works. He says, I'm going to pray the Father. All right, that's interesting. And he's going to give you another helper. Mm. All right, friends, we need help. So we got help coming from every direction. He's going to give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. I believe right here, Jesus is ushering us in now. He says, okay, I'm in the Father who dwells in me does the works. You're going to do greater works. You're going to move in this power of prayer, and I'm going to answer all your prayers. Mm. But now he's showing us the way in which it's going to happen, mm-hmm, is that Jesus is going to pray the Father. I see this at the ascension. He comes before the Lord, and it says that he received from the Father the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
In the book of Acts, they talk about it. Jesus received the Holy Spirit, and he poured out the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And I think he's talking about, I want to bring them up into that union that we have with one another.
I love it.
The Holy Spirit. Friends, I want to tell you right now, guys, Jesus spent the majority of this night talking about the third person of the Trinity, talking about his Spirit coming on the inside of us, fathering us, delivering us of orphanhood, delivering us of abandonment, dealing with the fear of being left alone. He says, I won't leave you orphans. I will come to you, but he's coming to them and
by
coming
Holy
to
Spirit.
Us by Holy Spirit. And I just want to say to you guys, it is an hour. We're going to move into these coming days of glory and shaking in the earth, not by willpower. And if there's anything that we're seeing through the Upper Room Discourse, it's that it's not about the strong surviving. It's about the dependent. It's not about the ones, all the bravado and all the zeal and all the stuff, but it's about intimacy with the person.
Yeah.
Intimacy with the person who's dwelling on the inside of you.
Yes.
I believe that the body of Christ needs a revelation of the indwelling Spirit.
Yes.
Of the glory of the new birth and what is now available to us to bring us into this union with the Father and the Son. He's going to help us.
Yeah.
What comes to your mind?
Talk about verse 20. In that day, you will know.
Yes.
That I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
Because previously, he just said, I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me. But at that day, the day of the coming of the Holy Spirit, you're going to know that I'm in my Father. You're going to know it by experience. So I always picture it like this. You got the Father. Jesus is in the Father. And then he says this, that I'm in Jesus, and Jesus is in me, and we're all in the Father.
Yes.
And he says, I just think the coming of the Holy Spirit is going to solidify our union within the Trinity.
Yes.
This Trinitarian fellowship.
Yes. It's a mystical union with God, bought by the cross, the shed blood.
Yes.
We say yes to the shed blood of the cross. It not only forgives us, you're not just a wretched, saved. Yes, you are that, but you're so much more than that in the heart of God. You are a desired, delighted in, unique, sentient being that God made for relationship and disclosure, mutual disclosure. And that's what Jesus is describing here, being in the Father and the Father in him, and then us in Jesus in the Father, this mutuality and disclosure. And it's really interesting, the depths of that. Okay, so the depths of that are astounding. They are mountainous. They are beyond our understanding. Like, we need Holy Spirit to help us understand that, right? So break that down for me, Holy Spirit. Help me know what that means, Holy Spirit, that I am in Jesus. Jesus is in me, that you're in me, that Jesus, all these interactions of indwelling, Help me conceive of that. But if you can get that a little bit, I'm telling you, you will walk into the grocery store a lot different. If you recognize you are in Jesus, Jesus is in you, you're going to be on the cereal aisle and everything's going to look different.
Paul says, this is the mystery which we preach among the Gentiles. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
It's the shock.
Yes.
The idea that this God would the dwell mystery. In people.
This is, guys, I'm just convinced we don't get it. I don't get it, but I got it. I've touched it just a little
sometimes,
bit.
Sometimes, you know.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You need to take these phrases and speak them back to God. Jesus is in the Father. I'm in Jesus. Jesus is in me. I'm bound in the bosom of the Father in Jesus. I, through the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of me, I am one. I'm found in Him. And wrestle. Let your mind get blown up until it hits its links and I don't understand it. Don't give up, but keep saying the phrases until you settle down into your soul, into your spirit, and you begin to connect with this. I'm in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is in me. I'm in the Father.
Yes. Verse 17, he says, He abides with you and will be in you. We have made that so cliche. You and I have Holy Spirit dwelling within our spirit. That is a mountainous truth that we cannot ever just pass by, just brush by. He goes, I will not leave you as orphans. I'm going to come to you. And this is the power of Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the counselor. He's the comforter. The fathering power of God the Father is manifest to us by the comforter who is inside of us. And Jesus this whole time is talking about this thing of disclosure. I love the New American Standard because it uses, we will come to you. You will see me because I live. You will live. There's life in this. And in that day, you'll know I'm in the Father, you and me, and I in you. And he goes, he who has my commandments and keeps them as one who loves me. He who loves me will love by my Father. I will love him. I will disclose myself to him. This disclosure between us and God. And Judas, not as Judas Iscariot, he goes, what? How? I don't get. How are you going to reveal yourself, who you are, Jesus as God? How are you, Jesus, who you said in just a few sentences ago, you said you and your Father were one. How are you going to reveal the mysterious union of you and the Father and show us the nature of you? How are you going to do that for us and not for the world? Because he can't conceive of this idea. He's imagining Jesus is going to somehow do something in the sky, do something in the atmosphere, another sign and a wonder and a miracle, something that's going to be shocking. He goes, oh, no, it's not about something that's going to happen out there. It's going to happen in you. I'm going to disclose myself inside you.
Oh, the interior mystical communion of the Holy Spirit. Ask Jesus to manifest himself to you. Oh, to dwell within him. Friends, I love it. I love it. But I think it's time for the body of Christ to learn how to commune with the indwelling spirit within. How to fellowship with God within. You have the indestructible. You have the eternal. You have the power of a billion suns dwelling on the inside of your spirit. The Shekinah flame of God that was dwelling over the mercy seat is now dwelling on the inside of you. You have the third person of the Trinity dwelling on the inside of you. You need to thank God you didn't blow up in your sleep last night. You don't have smoke coming out of your ears right now. God has made you his home. There is nothing greater. You don't get past that. You don't move on from that. You submit your mind to that. You worship him. You fellowship with him. You ask him to manifest himself to you. And right after Judas says that, look at verse, oh, get your seatbelt on. Jesus says this in verse 23. He says, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word. Oh, and my Father will love him.
Mm.
And we, oh, here we go. All of us will come to him and make our home with him. And he says this. He talks about keeping his words and all of this stuff. I've always loved John 14, 21 and 23, manifesting himself to us and then we coming into him and making our home with him.
I love it. Our abode with him. I mean...
I mean, what is this?
My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. The Father and Son dwelling in us, and we are their home. We are their dwelling place. Now we start to comprehend what it means to be the dwelling place of God, the temple for God. We are individually temples, and then he's going to show us in a minute.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're going to be built together as a dwelling place for God and the Spirit. But if you can imagine, Jesus wants to be vulnerable with you.
That's the point.
The Father wants to be vulnerable with you. They want to disclose themselves to you. Listen, God is never holding you away. He is always working to disclose himself to you more fully, more richly, more deeply. And the whole proof of that is that when you got born again, Holy Spirit came inside you. And this is the entrance into disclosure with the Godhead. And if, I mean, this is like ground zero. This is like where the nuclear bomb hits in our relationship with God. It's that God wanted to be so close to you. It just wasn't him upon you. He didn't start with the day of Pentecost and dousing you in Holy Spirit. And he started with causing you to be born from above on the inside of you with Holy Spirit on the inside, because he can't get any closer to you than within you.
That's right.
And he goes, I want to live in you. I want you to live in me. And I want to show you. I want to show you my heart. And I want you to show me yours. This mutual indwelling and mutual disclosure, this is our portion. And it all happens because God, by Holy Spirit, is inside of you and you and I.
Hey!
This is our great portion, our great destiny, our great mystery to live in mystical union with God. What a shock that we get to live this way.
The Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the depths, the deep, the most vulnerable, the depths of God dwelling on the depths, in the depths of us, union with God, union with Jesus, his deep, our deep, becoming one, the helper.
The helper whom the Father will send in my name. He starts doing things on the inside. He's disclosing God to us. He's instructing us from the inside. He's bringing things back to our memory. He's manifesting joy. He's manifesting love. He's manifesting truth, peace, beauty, light, wonder, majesty. Holy Spirit is releasing the bounty of heaven inside of us. This is our great portion, our great, great glory to be experiencing the manifestation of God in this way, to interface with God like this.
Peace. please. This is how we this is how he comforts troubled hearts. Peace. Peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, the indwelling spirit.
Ho! Father, release joy unspeakable and full of glory. Release light and life. Release beauty and wonder. Release peace for troubled hearts. God, I'm asking for wonder in the place of trial and difficulty. Holy Spirit, rise up on the inside of your people. Even right now, manifest. How? Manifest light that breaks the darkness in minds. I pray, God, for the clouds of darkness to lift over the minds of your beloved. Lord, I'm asking for the wonder of the glory of the indwelling spirit become real right now. Make it real in the heart and the life of every single person listening. What a beautiful gift of communion you've given us, that Holy Spirit would be inside of us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. All spirits of fear, all spirits of anxiety. Trouble, worry, depression.
Hey!
Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Peace, joy, righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Hey!
Liberty and light on your mind. Liberty and light on your mind.
Yes, yes.
In the name, on behalf of Jesus,
Jesus,
I declare it. Liberty and light on your mind. Holy Spirit, thank you for manifesting the Father, manifesting the Son, for being the comforter, for being the standby, for being the helper, for disclosing God to us. Oh, we love you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit.
We love you, Holy Spirit. Tell the Holy Spirit you love him.
We love you,
tell him
Holy
you love him. Thank
we
you, God. You, floods
Spirit.
Of joy, floods of peace.
We love you, Holy
glory
Spirit.
Encounters right now.
We love you.
Oh. Glory encounters right now. Glory encounters right
you,
now.
We love you, Holy Spirit. Manifest your light. Your light. Light.
I even pray right now a deliverance from a religious spirit. Deliverance from only logical Christianity. I ask you for, God, I release a call into the mystical communion with the Father and the Son through the Spirit. God, I pray for an activation, for a baptism, for a life, a river to begin to flow on the inside, and that our minds would be submitted to the Spirit.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, by you, I can run through a troop. I can leap over a wall. Hallelujah. As for God, his way is perfect. Hallelujah. Supernatural. Supernatural joy. Supernatural peace. Supernatural. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We're going to bring this to a close, but guys, you may need to pull your car over. You.
We love you guys.
We love you guys. Bless you.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Gripped. We hope this episode ministered to your heart. If so, feel free to subscribe and leave us a good rating. You can find previous episodes on Spotify, Apple, Google, and Amazon Podcasts. You can watch this episode and more on our YouTube channel, Gripped Podcast, and follow us on Instagram at The Gripped Podcast. To stay connected with Corey's ministry, you can find out more at www.coreyrussell.org. To stay connected with Billy's ministry, you can find out more at www.billyhumphrey.com. Bless you guys.